I don't sleep.
That's pretty much what I thought.
I sleep. I've actually got two. I've got a day job, a night job, and then I blog.
Oh my goodness.
So I sleep about 4 hours a night. I've been doing that since college, and I've just been lucky in the fact that I don't really require a whole lot of sleep. If not, I would not be able to do this.
Well, we find the same difficulty here at KSFO with these crazy hours that we work and the activism that I'm engaged in. It all is difficult but important work, because what is coming out of Iraq does not even bear resemblance to what the troops actually describe to us about what's happening on the ground. And it worries me very much, because we've obviously seen the American left driving the agenda, and now they're fighting against the troop surge.
Yeah, well, and I agree with your statement there that it's not what the troops are saying. I have not been to Iraq. I lack that perspective, but where I live is fairly close to Fort Bragg and Pope Air Force Base and Camp Lejeune here in North Carolina, where I'm from, and I do get to talk to these guys, the Marines and the guys in the Army and the Air Force, and they say that the war that we see on TV is not the one that they're fighting.
And they know, because they watch the news in all of the forward operating bases and the chow halls, there are televisions that are tuned by satellite to Fox News, to CNN, to CBS, so they get to see the biased coverage of the very same action that they've been engaged in, and they're just dismayed by it.
They do, and I'm hoping that, if nothing else, by exposing this story, we can force the AP and other news organizations to look at this stringer-based methodology where they're using people of dubious alliances to provide them with their news, have them reconsider how they're doing that.
Let me ask, what was the Associated Press's reaction when you started and the others started blogging and questioning this Captain Jamil, whatever his name is or isn't? I would assume they would have been open to your criticism and taken it to heart.
Oh, no. The very first thing they did was attack the messenger.
No.
Yeah, I know that is completely shocking, but they pretty much accused us of being rabble, that we're just trying to cause a problem out of nothing, and yet it's been since late November, and we have still not seen any sort of evidence. They've gone back twice. I suggested that they could, for just a nominal fee, pick up a disposable camera and go back in the next time they do an interview there and just shoot pictures of them. It's only $3 to $5 a camera. And yet they've been in the neighborhood three times, have not shot the first picture. The video that they claim to have had of one of the mosque attacks has not been mentioned since November 30th. It had just completely and quietly
gone away.
Disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, you suppose it might never have existed in the first place?
You may start to wonder about that.
Yeah, dot connecting here. Bob, what can people do to follow this story and to help out?
Well, they can simply try to put pressure on their local news agencies. All your local newspapers, most television stations, get their news from the Associated Press. They are the largest news vendor internationally, I believe. 1 billion people a day see their work.
We're out of time, but would you come back and join us on the radio again when you have some updates on this story? Because it's important for us to keep AP's feet to the fire.
I would love to.
Thanks, Bob. We appreciate
it.
Good work.
Thank you.
Bob Owens, he has the blog Confederate Yankee, and you can find it at confederateyankee.mu.nu.